And new to tonight, a closer look at some controversial bills headed to Governor Brown's desk. State lawmakers worked into the early morning hours yesterday to pass several bills. They included a sweeping package aimed at addressing the state's housing crisis. It's expected to raise billions to finance construction of new homes for low-income residents. Two other bills are far more political in nature. They would impact the 2020 presidential election. The first one could put our state front and center during the presidential primary. Senate Bill 568 would move our primary up 3 months for the 2020 election, from June to the Tuesday after the first month in Monday in March, likely putting California in the Super Tuesday category with about a dozen other states. The candidates themselves could face the biggest hurdle. They're now forced to raise even more money to not just run, but try and stay relevant in the nation's most populous state.
You could get more bang for your buck, and you're going to have a strategy to get that nomination if you're going to run for president, of how you're going to get to that delegate count in order to get the nomination. And I don't know if you necessarily need California to do that.
Governor Jerry Brown has not clarified his position on this legislation. He has until October 15th to act on the bill. Another bill passing last night takes aim at presidential candidates' tax returns. The bill would require presidential candidates to release their last five tax returns in order for their name to appear on this state's ballot. Those returns would be printed online. If Governor Brown signs the bill, it would take effect for the 2020 presidential race, but he hasn't indicated whether or not he's going to sign that bill.